Welcome to The Tasting Glass, a segment of the Tap Room Exclusive where I give you a taste of what's brewing in the craft beer world. I'm your host, Dean Zarbaugh. Today's show is brought to you by Northeast Ohio Craft Brewery News. Follow Northeast Ohio Craft Brewery News on Facebook at facebook.com/NEOCBN. Entering its fourth year, beer is a celebration of Dayton's burgeoning craft brewing scene at the Yellow Cab Tavern on August 17th from 5 p.m. to 10 p.m. For this year's beer celebration, participating Dayton area breweries will come together, all offering a signature beer. Entry is free. $20 in advance gets you 8 6-ounce pours and a commemorative glass. Each 6-ounce pour is $3 a la carte on the day of the event. For more information on this celebration, check out the Beer, a Celebration of Dayton Brewing event page on Facebook. On Saturday, August 25th, Forked Creek Brewery in Defiance, Ohio, will host the Northwest Ohio Brewbecue from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. Tickets range from $15 to $35 and include a barbecue buffet prepared by Sweetwater Chop House, a 4-ounce souvenir tasting glass, and 12 tasting tickets. For a full list of participating breweries, check out the Brewbecue event page on Facebook. Xenia, Ohio is known as the city of hospitality. That's why the good people at Devil Wind Brewing are giving back to a local family in need with Paw Paws for Four Paws. The West family is a local family whose daughter Genevieve, or Gigi for short, has been diagnosed with autism spectrum disorder. Through therapy, Gigi works very hard towards being able to perform tasks that we take for granted, such as speaking, interacting with strangers, and even learning new things. Although Gigi has made tremendous progress, the West family believes the next step towards helping her is through a service dog. Devil Wind Brewing is working with Four Paws for Ability to help raise money for a service dog specially trained in aiding a child with ASD. Please join Devil Wind Brewing on August 18th as they help raise money for Genevieve and her family. They will be infusing their Whitney wheat with the pawpaw fruit provided by Dr. Ron Powell and Terry Powell from the North American Pawpaw Growers Association. A portion of sales will go towards the West family. There will be live music, food trucks, and more. To find out more information, check out the Paw Paws for Four Paws event on Facebook. Congratulations are in order for everyone at Bascule Brewery and Public House. As of this week, they have officially received their occupancy permit, allowing them to be a fully open brew pub. They were not expecting the approval to be handed down this week, and they need to make the necessary adjustments to their times and the necessary beer to accommodate you, so keep an eye on Bascule Brewery and Public House's Facebook page for all the latest news. Congratulations again to everyone at Bascule. Hey, Sideswipe fans, listen up. They will be releasing two new beers simultaneously. Come out and tell them which one is your favorite. Bro Haze Bro is a hazy New England-style double IPA, and Prohibition Ninjas is a brown session ale. This is a double release party you won't want to miss. They will also have a food truck on site slinging tasty eats. Check out Sideswipe's dual release party event page on Facebook for more information. Westside Brewing Company will be holding their Cheers for Charity event on August 20th from 4 p.m. to 11 p.m. 10% of all sales benefit Tender Mercies. Tender Mercies transforms the lives of homeless adults with mental illness by providing security, dignity, and community in a place they can call home. Come out to Westside Brewing Company, drink some tasty craft beer, and learn about Tender Mercies. For more information, check out Westside Brewing Company's Cheers for Charity event on Facebook. Magic City Brewing Company is holding a fundraising event on August 17th from 4 p.m. to 11 p.m. Come down to enjoy great local craft beer and 50-50 raffles. For every full-size beer and flight sold, $1 will go towards the development of Limitless Playground at McCafferty Park. Barberton Parks and Recreation seeks to offer recreational programming throughout the year to provide the community with enjoyable and safe recreation. For more information, check out Magic City Brewing Company on Facebook. Every Tuesday, Platform Beer Company likes to appreciate and support the many amazing nonprofit organizations in Cleveland. This week, they will be teaming up with the Boys and Girls Club of Cleveland to help raise money. $1 for every Platform beer sold will go directly to their organization. For more information on the event, check out Platform Beer Company on Facebook. Fatheads has officially announced the opening of their new beer hall located in Middleburg Heights. The new facility will open its doors on August 20th. Congratulations to everyone at Fatheads, and I can't wait to check out the new spot. Hey Zaftig fans, ZBS returns August 25th. ZBS will be available on tap in the tap room starting at noon until it runs out. Bottles are available for $8.99 per bottle with a limit of 8 per person. If any bottles are left after that Saturday, they will be distributed to local bottle shops. Once it's gone, you'll have to wait until next year to get it again. Check out Zaftig Brewing Company on Facebook for more information. Mark Bona of Cleveland.com has the scoop on a new beer from Great Lakes Brewing Company and Joe Thomas. Yes, you heard that right. Cleveland Browns legend Joe Thomas and Great Lakes have collaborated on a beer. Per Mark, the limited edition 73 Kolsch is 5.7% alcohol and will be available beginning in September in cans and draft. Ironheart Canning will roll off the 12-ounce cans, which will feature an illustration of Thomas by Great Lakes Brewing Company's designer Jameson Campbell. For more information on the beer, check out Mark's article at cleveland.com. That'll do it for this week's edition of The Tasting Glass. Be sure to check out my latest episode featuring Rob Tittle of Northeast Ohio Craft Brewery News and I chatting with Brian Benchek and Jason Kalakrakis of the Bottle House Brewing Company at thetaproomexclusive.com/episodes. And tune in Tuesday for part two of my feature on the Bottle House. You can subscribe to the show on Spotify, iTunes, Google Play Music, and Stitcher. Follow the show on Twitter at Taproom Podcast and like the show's Facebook page at facebook.com/thetaproomexclusive. As always, this is Dean Zarball telling you to please drink responsibly.